Oh my goodness. Locusts. Locusts in East Africa. To this I have to say, I have to take the tack of an author, an obscure author, I suppose, but a favorite of mine, or at least a favorite book. The book is called Rats, Lice, and History by a man named Hans Zinzer. At least I think that was his name, Zinzer. Rats, Lice, and History. It's awesome. A little dry, but it's a small book. Dude, I swear, get it. Change your view on world history, I swear. But the point, really the big point was, he came up with the real solution to the rat problem, rat infestations, if you will. And again, he doesn't treat them so much as an infestation. He treats... Anyway, the solving the problem is putting them on the menu. As soon as we decide that rats are a delicacy and they're delicious, we will either eat them to extinction or they will smarten up and get on a boat and go somewhere the fuck else. Okay? We will carrier pigeon the fucking rats as soon as we put them on the menu. See any carrier pigeons lately? No. You know why? They were fucking delicious. That's why. They was a game hen, baby. Anyway, you gotta look at things as, oh, this is a calamity. No, or, you know, every calamity is an opportunity. So somebody out there has got to be going, motherfucker, get the nets. Get the nets, because we are now going to make sure everybody knows how delicious chocolate-covered locusts are, or saffron-covered, or maybe some orange marmalade sauce, or who knows, you know? Find something that's good on toast. Dip the fucking grasshoppers in it. I bet you they'd be great dipped in a nice feta or a yogurt dip. You know, tzatziki sauce. Oh, God. You know, fry them up real nice with some paprika and what have you, and then dip it in tzatziki sauce. I bet you they're delicious. And the beauty is you can pick your teeth afterwards with the fucking legs. But the point is, this is, it's a calamity, but it's also an opportunity. Because they're eating your food. You'd better eat them so you can get your food. So, yeah, maybe it's going to be a little shelly and a little hard, you know, a little harder to chew or something. I don't know. But here's the deal. Put them on the menu. Put them on the menu. Get a bunch of fucking driving range height fucking golf nets out there. Fucking aim, you know, aim so the wind's going through there and just fucking collect those motherfuckers. Shake them loose. Shake them. Bake them. Rake them. And then make them tasty. Put them on the fucking menu. I mean, you know, it's that or die, to be honest. I mean, let's face it. You know? It'd be like if you were planning on eating rabbits and your dog ate your rabbits, but that's all you had, and apparently you're going to be eating a motherfucking dog. Well, these locusts are the dog. The locusts are eating your stuff. Now you get to eat the locusts. Fucking make it into an opportunity. Crush them up. Roll them up with some really nice seasoning. Roll them up like some little fucking, you know, locust roca. Yeah, locust roca. Dip it in ranch. Little fucking locust cigars. People walking around eating them like breadsticks. Locust roca, folks. Lemons or lemonade, man. Lemons or lemonade. And, you know, you got the lemons. Make some tzatziki sauce. Dip them in it. I don't mean to make fun. I mean, I'm trying to make a point by being funny. Seriously, this is what they need to do. They need to start... Don't just stomp them into the ground. Don't go burning them. You know, destroy them. Hey, collect them. Grind them up. Can them. Pickle them. Do something with them. Feed them to something you'll eat. You know? Feed them to a bunch of reptiles that you find delicious. Fatten up them reptiles. But don't just kill them. Good God. And don't use them for building material. These are their food, man. Food! Eat them!